This is the Composer's Datebook for January 30th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1948, Leonard Bernstein, age 29, conducted the Boston Symphony in the premiere of a new orchestral work by Harold Shapiro, age 27. This was Shapiro's Symphony for Classical Orchestra, a work modeled on Beethoven but sounding very much like one of the neoclassical scores of Igor Stravinsky. This was exactly what Shapiro intended, but some found the music perplexing. Aaron Copland, for one, wrote, "Harold Shapiro, it is safe to say, is at the same time the most gifted and baffling composer of his generation." That comment by Copland, one should remember, came at a time when Shapiro's generation included the likes of Bernstein, Barber, Menotti, and Roram. But, Copland continued, stylistically, Shapiro seems to feel a compulsion to fashion his music after some great model. He seems to be suffering from a hero worship complex. Or perhaps it's a freakish attack of false modesty. Shapiro responded by saying Copland was so original that he just couldn't understand anyone who wasn't. Even so, Shapiro's superbly crafted orchestral imitations suffered many decades of neglect. In the 1980s, however, conductor and composer Andre Previn fell in love with Shapiro's symphony, performing and recording it with the LA Philharmonic, and declared its Adagietto movement the most beautiful slow movement of any American symphony. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.